Hello, audio booers. I am waiting for a bus and really hoping that I can shelter my phone's microphone out of the wind that is whistling down the road. So far, there are no buses in sight. Well, no, there's one, but that's going in the wrong direction. And that's the kind of state you find me in this morning. There is a small amount of... No, it's quite sunny, actually. Which is nice, because where my bus stop is, I can try and bask a little bit when it's not too windy. And somebody's just gone past me on a very rattly push bike. So, obviously, I'm not just going to stand here for 5 minutes and narrate what's happening around me, because I don't think that'll be very interesting for anybody. So all's good. We had our first band practice tonight. Last night we had our first band practice in over a month. Our first headline show was on the 22nd of February, and we had a practice probably about 2 days before that, and then nothing. We had that gig, and then we had about a week or two, and then a week full of gigs, and we never really needed a practice. But next weekend we are back in the studio to record more of our first record, and it's about time we practiced to make sure we know what we're doing when we get in there. So that's what we did last night. We played through a few songs just to make sure that we all still knew how to play them. And we started work on a song that's going to be on the record, but we just haven't played yet. And it was just really, it was such a funny night. So much, it's kind of like when you go to see a comedian, you know, you go to see somebody like Ross Noble or somebody, and you walk out of the theatre still laughing, and there was so much that made you laugh, and you know you had a great night, but you can't remember one, you can barely remember one joke, you can maybe half remember one joke, but you can't remember it well enough to tell somebody so that they laugh just as much. I find that anyway. And it was that kind of night. I think the birdie song was involved quite a lot, and that was nice. I've been finding myself a little bit love struck, and I think you can either be totally love struck or missing the band, but not both, I don't think. That's fair. So all in all, a good practice. I had a really good night's sleep, and I found myself waiting, being up and about far earlier. I think it's because the days are getting longer again. The daylight's coming in early. I'm quite responsive to daylight, and not very good around the dark. So I'm quite glad that it's sunny as well as getting light earlier. It's nice. Technically, this is a Friday for a lot of people. So if this is your Friday, happy Friday. Happy early Friday. If this is not your Friday, then don't worry, because you'll have a day off soon. I'm only sorry it's not tomorrow. Yeah. That's it. Wouldn't it be great if the time ran out on this audio boot just as a bus arrived? I'm actually tempted just to wait just a few more seconds just to see if there's one on the horizon. If not, you're going to be in suspense for quite some time. And I am sorry about that. But there's nothing we can do about that, is there? And